Grace and peace. This year, our youth theme is the youth receiving the knowledge of the grace of God through the grace of God. And at this church, the youth has been given the opportunity to realize that we are all one in Christ. We have been given the revelation that was given to Apostle Paul through God, and we all know that most of our friends haven't been given the opportunity. In one of my classes at school, I've been learning about the religious shift during the Reformation. And in the class, we've been speaking about Luther, Calvin, Zwingli, and the Catholic shift of religion. And this is when I was given the opportunity to realize that most of my peers were not given the revelation that we do not have to do anything to receive our faith. So the first topic that I would like to discuss this morning is baptism. During the conversations that I had in my class, most of the students believe that in order to be saved, you must be baptized as an infant. So my designated reader, I would please ask you to open your Bibles to Acts chapter 2, verses 38.
Reading King James or Greek?
King James.
Okay. Awesome, that too. Acts 2:38. Then Peter said unto them, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost."
Okay. Most of the religious sects of Christianity believe that that refers to being baptized in water. But here at Grace Gospel Church, we are taught that the only baptism that matters is the baptism through the Holy Spirit. And when we discuss that with our peers, it's hard for them to understand. So sometimes I give them the verse 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 13. So that reveals that the only baptism that is important and that counts in our religion is the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Water baptism does not apply to us in this dispensation of grace, and many people are mistaken believing that it does apply to us, but it does not. Many also think that the only way to be saved is by doing good works here on earth, and if you do sin, then repenting to either the priest or doing it yourself. And we all know that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, which is found in Romans chapter 3, verses 23. Knowing that we've all sinned and come short of the glory of God, we cannot possibly think that it is up to works to get us into heaven. Many of our peers are mistaken in thinking that our works here on earth will get us into heaven, but we all know that that isn't true. So many of the people that I speak with say, okay, well, since it doesn't matter what you do here on earth, then you can just get into heaven. You can do whatever you want here on earth. And we all know also that that isn't true, according to Romans chapter 6, verses 1 and 2. So although all the youth here, we've been taught at Grace Gospel that your works on earth, they don't count towards your salvation. However, that does not mean that just because the Lord saved you before the foundation of the world, that you can act as your depraved body will sway you to act and still believe. You will get into heaven if you're an elect of God, but you should behave in a way that is pleasing to the Lord here on earth. So, finally, most people, our other youth counterparts, believe that if you call into the Lord, it's a personal choice for you to get into heaven. So, if you ask the Lord to save you and you ask Him, it's a free will. And they think that it's your choice to get into heaven. But we all know that we do not have free will to get into heaven. It is up to the Lord's salvation. He saved us before the foundation of the world. And if you are an elect of God, you will be chosen. Most people that I had conversations with, they reference Acts chapter 2, verses 21.
Acts chapter 2, verses 21. from the King James text. And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved.
Although the Bible does say that, we must be careful to stay in our dispensation and Paul's epistles, which are the verses that are to us. In Paul's epistles, he teaches us that the Lord has made the decision for us. We do not make the decision ourselves. Being the elect of God is not a personal choice that you can make being here on earth in our depraved bodies. It is up to the Lord. And this is most commonly phrased in the church and also by Caitlin this morning. Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 and 9.
Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 and 9. For by grace are you saved through faith, that not of yourselves, is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast.
So we all know that it is not up to the works that you have here on earth. It is a gift of God. We can't possibly do anything to be saved if God hasn't called us to. God causes all of our decisions here on earth, and we have depraved bodies, and we all sin and come short of the glory of God. But the only way that we are saved is by God's salvation. He died on the cross for us, and we all know that works here on earth do not determine any of the gifts that we will receive in heaven. Here at Grace Gospel Church, we are very lucky to have received this message. Some of the adults here have just received it recently, and we were lucky to have received it so early. And then some of our classmates, our friends, and even some members of our family are mistaken in their beliefs. And we're just lucky to have learned all we have learned here at Grace Gospel. Remember that your works do not determine if you get into heaven or not. It's your calling to be an elect of God. Thank you.
Amen.